Welcome. Today, we're discussing an exciting new development in AI-assisted coding. It's all about streamlining the process and making complex projects a breeze. Intriguing. So what's the core concept here? Is it a new model or something entirely different?
It's a combination of elements, actually. Think of it as a quadrinity for AGI. First, a powerful language model, like Klein or Roux, forms the base. Then there's the developer, utilizing tools like Cursor or Windsurf.
Got it. So that's two parts of the puzzle. What else is there?
The magic comes in with the next two. Context is key, and that's where Context 7 comes in. This MCP server allows the AI to access any documentation instantly. Imagine having a searchable library of every API at your fingertips. Then we've got sequential thinking, another MCP that guides the AI through a project step by step, preventing those frustrating, okay, what now moments.
This sequential thinking sounds like a game changer. Does it work with any language model?
Precisely. It tackles a common issue where AI gets stuck. It basically acts as a project manager, ensuring each step is completed before moving on. In the video, it was used alongside Context 7 to build a SaaS application with Stripe integration.
Stripe integration? That's notoriously tricky. Was it really that straightforward?
Surprisingly, yes. The video demonstrates a live build, showing how these MCPs drastically reduce the time and complexity. There was some initial setup and a little bit of vibe coding, but it was significantly faster than traditional methods.
Vibe coding? I'm not familiar with that term.
It's a more interactive approach where the developer guides the AI, responding to its questions and refining the code. Think of it as a collaborative effort. In the video, the AI even generates a mermaid diagram outlining the project structure. That's pretty impressive.
It is. So did the project work flawlessly?
Almost. There were a few minor hiccups, mostly related to Firebase authentication. The presenter had to update some client IDs, a common issue. But overall, the application functioned correctly, handling user creation, subscriptions, and Stripe payments.
This sounds like a real breakthrough. Imagine the possibilities if you can create complex applications in a fraction of the time.
Exactly. The creator even managed to get the subscribe equals success callback working, something they'd struggled with before. There's still room for improvement, of course, like adding database integration. But this quadrinity approach seems extremely promising.
I'm definitely going to check out those MCPs. This could revolutionize how we approach software development.
Absolutely. It's definitely worth exploring. And that wraps up our discussion for today. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back soon with more exciting AI news and developments. Until then, happy coding.
Goodbye.